Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. One of the most easiest expiries ever, right? And why? Because VIX is so high, IVs are high, and premiums were super high when the markets opened. 17,000 call option when it opened was at 9 rupees. Nifty opened at somewhere around 750, and still 17,250 points away. Call option was at 17,000 call option was at 9 rupees. So such an easy day. Premiums were super high everywhere. Could have easily made 2-3%, even about 3%, just by trading one single day, which is the expiry day. But my broker, as you know, now is Fires. So Fires did not work in the morning. So right from the morning, from 9 a.m., I'm trying to log in, but I couldn't log in at all. And I was angry at, for not being able to log in, but at the same time, I was super happy and peaceful that I was not carrying on to any overnight position. What if this would have happened last week? I was carrying an overnight position. Thursday morning, Nifty opened 500 points gap down. If I wouldn't have, or if the same thing happened last week, I would have probably lost maybe 15 or 20%. 19 is the max loss of my strategy, that day's strategy. So I would have lost 19% of my capital. I was glad that was not happening today, but at the same time, I was not happy with the fact that on such an easy day, where premiums are high so much, and I could have made a lot of money, Fios was not working. Right, so that was definitely not a great start to the expiry day, but number two, by around I think 11:30 a.m. is when Fires got all right. Then I was not sure if I should trade today or not, but again I waited. I was still seeing good premiums everywhere. I entered a trade at I think at around 12:30 p.m. I still made 1.1% profit today, just trading today in the expiry. I know I did not share my trades either on Discord or in the app, but again I thought it was all last moment, like 12:30. I ended, it was a very easy trade. I would be explaining in the trade performance what I ended. But again, very happy ending to the expiry with all the mixed emotions in between. But again, it's okay. So yeah, the market saw a down move. I wouldn't say consolidation, but yeah, there was a clear negative bias today. But because the IVs and the VIX were so high, put options were trading at real high premium. You could have sold very deep out of the money option today, put option, and still made good money. So that's why I say it was one of the easiest expiries. But again, it was really, really mixed for me. So do let me know how it went for all of you in the live chat down below, right? So yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So speaking about the trade ideas that were shared today in the app, right? The equity intraday trade ideas, two trade ideas were shared. Gale and Greaves Cotton, both of them went ahead and hit the target. So that was great. Now speaking about my option selling trades, as I said, I couldn't enter in the morning. So that was definitely an opportunity loss. I could have easily made. So when VIX is high, when the IV is high, normally people say option sellers, it's difficult for them to make money. I say it's right. It is difficult for option sellers to make money, but only if they're taking like real large positional plays. So it was very interesting to see Mr. Mitesh Patel himself speaking on Twitter today. When the VIX is so high, option sellers should only sell on a Wednesday or on a Thursday alone. And I actually retweeted that quoting, saying that, hey, I've been doing this since forever, right? I've always been selling only on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and exiting on Thursday. And especially when it's high weeks, I would say it's okay even if you don't enter on Wednesdays. Just sell on Thursdays. It's the expiry day. You can still make your 1% ROI a week. Super easy, right? So yeah, a happy day, I would say, all put together. So yeah, with that being said, let's move ahead. And before getting into that, right? I mean, it was so crazy that in the last half an hour, I'll show it here. If you see, this is Nifty. 3:10 p.m., there was this huge green candle. If you see here, let me zoom in a bit. 3:10, there was this huge green candle in Nifty and in Bank Nifty. So look at this green candle in Bank Nifty. Such a huge candle, right? And this is where gamma plus whatever else is happening in the market kicked in, right? Okay, that's okay. Still better than audio going, right? So is it there now? No, cool. I don't think it's a problem. You go to 3:10 p.m., you'll see a huge green candle in Nifty and Bank Nifty especially. And 35,000 call option, which was trading at 1 rupee premium, went up to 100 rupees and above. Speak about, I mean, gamma kicking in, and again, other factors as well. Probably a lot of people have a lot of speculations. Yeah, not great for the market, but still, call option at 1 rupee going to 100 rupees. 16,500 call option, which was again trading at 1 rupee premium, went up to 35 rupees. That was super crazy, definitely. Let me know again. I would really love to see if any one of you got or could cast that as an option buyer. Would also be empathetic if you were an option seller at that position and got caught in that. Would really love to know. Anyways, now let's move ahead into the first segment of the show, Markets Today. Yeah, now speaking about what happened in the market today, I would definitely talk about why we had a gap up opening, right? So two things that we had to look forward to yesterday. One was the possible Russia-Ukraine talk, which could have happened yesterday. Number one, did not happen. Either did not happen or we did not get any update about that. I searched a lot on Google, on the internet, but couldn't find anything. Number two is Jerome Powell had his testimony yesterday, and he said that definitely there would be an interest rate hike in March. But again, the interest rate hike would only be 25 basis points and not 50 basis points, which we kind of worried about, right? So that was a positive update, and US moved up, and we also had a gap up opening. But we all know what happened after that. After the gap up opening, the markets just moved down throughout the day. So the question is, why did we move down throughout the day, right? So one interesting observation there was, when I was looking, the European futures were in the green, US futures were in the green, European markets after opening, they in fact moved up. Further, they moved down a bit, but after opening gap down, they did move up. So there wasn't negativity anywhere, but yet we were moving down throughout the day. So maybe that could be attributed to India's dependency on crude oil, right? 85% of the our crude oil consumption is being imported. 85%. And you all probably know where crude oil's price now is, right? It's even crossed $120 per barrel. So that's crazy high levels, and probably that can be the reason why we moved down so much in comparison to the global market. So that that was an active thought in my mind throughout the day. Otherwise, again, giving you a Russia-Ukraine update here. Germany definitely getting into the scenario and helping Ukraine a lot by giving a lot of support, military supplies and support. So that's one thing. And also at the same time, Putin actually going ahead and saying that Russia will achieve what it wants to achieve. So he did say that. So that's a word of caution, I would say. But again, I mean, it's similar to what has been happening over the last many days. So one, again, a concrete update today. It's not like yesterday. Yesterday was more like a speculation. Like Russia is ready for a peace talk, but Ukraine is not ready. But today it's kind of clear that 7:30 p.m. IST, that is just by the time that the show ends, 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time, there is going to be a peace talk between Russia and Ukraine. Let's see how it's going to turn out. Let's see what the update there is from. Now moving ahead into the market, is the screen visible? No, for some reason the screen is not visible. So yeah, let's talk about what happened in Nifty and Bank Nifty, right? Quickly, Nifty moved down 0.65%, closing at 16,498, closing just below 16,500. It does have a significance, right? And Bank Nifty, one great thing in Bank Nifty, I really appreciated today's, yeah, 35,000, we know is a great support. It did act as a support, but when it was broken, 34,900 is an even larger support. It acted as a support yesterday. It has acted as supports multiple days. I really wanted to show that on the chart. But again, sorry, some technical issue here. If you look in Bank Nifty chart, you will see the power and importance of 34,900. And it was respected today also. And also in Nifty, when Nifty was falling down and down and down, one level I was watching is 16,480, right? What is 16,480? I did mention 16,480 in yesterday's show as a support to watch out for. 16,480, yeah, it's written here, right? So 16,480 to 500, right? So 16,500 to 480 is yesterday's low. yesterday's low, and it did act as the low for today as well. So definitely that support working. But towards the end at 3 p.m. it was broken, but again it's not significant to me what happens after. I mean, to a large extent, because being in a position, what happened after 3 p.m. because weighted average, right? So yeah, Nifty moving throughout the day. So if you look from the top, from 16, from near 16750, it came down till 16450. So that's a 300 points down move. So every day we are seeing 200, 300 points move. So that's become a normal now. Why not? VIX is also so high, right? So yeah, it was a clearly downtrending day, but because premiums were really high everywhere, a safe trader could have easily made profit. So that's my point. Otherwise, Nifty IT did well today, right? I mean, we haven't been seeing IT doing well in the last many days. Nifty IT doing well. Infosys moving up by more than 1% today was definitely a good thing to see. Speaking about Bank Nifty, ICICI Bank dragging down Bank Nifty, moving down by 2.32%, taking support at 34,900. That being respected was my highlight of the day, I would say. Now, speaking about the buzzing sectors, IT and metal, obviously metal has been doing great. Metal continues to do well. IT moving up by 1.22%. Nifty Auto continued to do bad from yesterday, moving down by 2.28%. And Nifty Bank and financial services, again, those are the sectors which are taking a huge hit in the last many days, right? Speaking about the buzzing stocks, there are a few stocks. I mean, I did talk about crude oil price going up so much, our dependency on that. And why not energy stocks having a ball of a day? ONGC, Power Grid, IOC, GAIL, Hind Petro, all of them up 3-4% in the day. UPL is up 3.5% after announcing a 1,100 crore buyback. There are foreign giants who are planning to take over the companies, what the speculations are saying. So that's that. Cement stocks had a bad day. All of the cement stocks, Ultratech Cement, Ambuja Cement, Shri Sem, all of them moving down by even 4-6% today. Asian Paints is a paint manufacturing company, and we know how important crude oil is for paint manufacturers, and thus Asian Paint also moving down by 5.1%. Now moving ahead to FII-DII activity. FIIs are just increasing the amount in which they're selling, right? FII is selling for 6,644 crores and DII is buying for 4,700 odd crores. So that continues. Let's move ahead into the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. So the Markets Tomorrow section has become fairly easier for me. No large analysis to be done, no large speculations to be backed with data and technical analysis and chart patterns. It's very simple. Europe is trading with a slight negative bias, I would say. US futures are looking flat. We don't even know what's going to happen. Let's see what the price action is after opening. The largest thing, again, no point in talking about OA analysis because just an expiry, so wouldn't talk about OA analysis. There are a lot of price action based levels, but I would resort to speaking about the range in which Nifty is. 16200 to 16800, 815. Now, this range is where Nifty has been trading since last Thursday, right? I mean, it's been volatile in this range. Multiple times it's gone up from 16800 to 800, came down again, went up again, came down again. Super volatility, but within this range is what we can see. So, down below 16200. And then 16,000, these are beautiful supports. Up above 16,800 to 850 is a support with 200 days symbol moving average at 16,900. So 16,800 to 16,900 is the large resistance up above. Above which Nifty can be bullish. And below 16,250 to 16,200 to 16,000 is a large support down below. Below which Nifty can be super bearish. Keep in mind the power of 15,900 also as a support. So this is what I would say. Nothing major to say. And also Bank Nifty. Bank Nifty 34,900, as I said, which was respected today, is a major support, but again, it can be extended a bit, 200 points down. So the whole zone can be taken as a large, large support. So that's it. Given the fact that, make sure you watch out for what's happening in this peace talk between Russia and Ukraine at 7:30 p.m. in the Indian Standard Time. So that is what will be in my focus. I really hope with all of my heart, not as a trader, but as a human being, that things get sorted there and it would be peace from here on. So yeah, that's it from my side. I understand there are two super chats. So quickly... taking them. The first one is from Nihal Bandapalli. Took trade at 1 p.m. Fires made 3% and weak at 4.3%. Look at that. Right. So again, even I also traded in Fires, as I said, only after 12, I guess. So yeah. But again, right, made 1.1%. So Nihal, again, happy to see you're carrying it forward, right? Next one is from Purnima Radhakrishnan. How can we buy far OTM and Zerodha to reduce margin? You cannot. right? Probably on an expiry day you can, but again on other days you cannot. And that's exactly why, Purnima, that is exactly why I stopped using Zerodha and shifted to another broker. So you cannot sadly do that. So yeah, and again, it's not Zerodha's fault. It's some statutory compliance that Zerodha has to adhere to. And that's the reason why it has to happen. So, yeah, nothing to be done there. Next one is from Fahim Ansari. Ended up with 4% loss today. Looking forward to the coming 4 expiries. Hey, why would you go in loss today? Okay, probably you could go into loss if you were aggressive with the puts or went aggressive with the calls towards the end and caught up in the spike, probably. I don't know. Otherwise, I mean, the kind of trades I do and we talk about here and in the community, no one could have probably gone into loss today, right? And that's what I feel. Anyways, wishing you all the very best, Fahim Ansari. And not just to you, for me, for the whole community, there are 4 expiries left in this financial year. And that's important, right? So yeah, all the very best for the upcoming expiries, especially given the fact that the next expiry is when the state elections up north, the results would be coming out on next expiry. So that is that. And one another interesting announcement is the next edition of Traders Carnival is happening next week in Goa. And this time is the biggest Traders Carnival ever. It's a 6 days event at Goa. So again, I'm invited again. I'm super happy to announce this, right? So it's my 3rd consecutive appearance at the Traders Carnival. So definitely looking forward to it. So yeah, if you, most of you wouldn't be attending that offline, but again, it's an opportunity to for you to watch it online, right? So you can watch it online, and I would be posting the link to register for watching it online down below, and I will also be giving my coupon code down below. So otherwise, if you go by it, I think the online ticket cost, I think 1500, I'm not sure. But if you use my coupon code, there's a considerable discount. So right after the show, I'll be updating that in the description and also in the comment box down below. So looking forward to seeing all of you there. And as I said, this time it's more value to all of you. It's a 6 days event. A lot of speakers, great people there. A lot of fresh perspective is what you'll get for sure. So yeah, definitely happy sharing that news with all of you. So that, yeah, that's it from my side for today. Wishing you all the very best for all the coming expiries of this financial year left and all the others to come. This is Mr. Adhishek Dham signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.